DeepEnglish.com.
Rule Breakers, Active Speaking, Part A. It takes courage to go against the flow or swim against the tide. What does it take to swim against the tide? It takes courage to swim against the tide. Do you ever swim against the tide? Throughout history, many brave people have made a stand, and the world is a richer place because they've dared to be different. What have they dared to be? They have dared to be different. Is the world a richer place or a poorer place because they've dared to be different? The world is a richer place because they've dared to be different. In 16th century Italy, a young man named Galileo wanted to be a priest. What did he want to be? He wanted to be a priest. Who wanted to be a priest? A young man named Galileo wanted to be a priest. His father told him to study medicine instead. It was a wise choice. Galileo had found his true calling. What did his father tell him to study? His father told him to study medicine. Was it a wise choice? Yes, it was a wise choice. Had his father found his true calling? No, his father hadn't found his true calling. Galileo had found his true calling. When he left university, Galileo created a thermoscope. What did Galileo create when he left university? When he left university, Galileo created a thermoscope. It was the blueprint for the thermometer. Was it a blueprint for the telescope? No, it wasn't the blueprint for the telescope. It was the blueprint for the thermometer. In 1589, he became the head of the mathematics department at the University of Pisa and then Padua. What department did he become the head of? He became the head of the mathematics department. When did he become the head of the mathematics department? He became the head of the mathematics department in 1589. There, he taught on the wonders of geometry, mechanics, and astronomy. Did he teach on the wonders of geometry, mechanics, and astronomy? Yes, he taught on the wonders of geometry, mechanics, and astronomy. Galileo once said, "You cannot teach a man anything. You can only help him find it within himself." Who once said, "You cannot teach a man anything, you can only help him find it within himself"? Galileo once said, "You cannot teach a man anything, you can only help him find it within himself." At Padua, Galileo would find the courage to change the world. Where would he find the courage to change the world? At Padua, he would find the courage to change the world. In 1609, Galileo learned of a new invention in Holland called the telescope. Did he learn of a new invention in Italy? No, he didn't learn of a new invention in Italy. He learned of a new invention in Holland. What was the invention called? The invention was called the telescope. He built a superior version and used it to become the first person to see the moon's surface. Did he build a superior version of the moon? No, he didn't build a superior version of the moon. He built a superior version of the telescope. Did he become the first person to see the moon's surface? Yes, he became the first person to see the moon's surface. In 1610, he discovered Jupiter's moons and made many other groundbreaking discoveries. What kind of discoveries did he make? He discovered Jupiter's moons and made many other groundbreaking discoveries. When did he do this? He did this in 1610. Galileo's astronomical studies showed him that the Earth was not the center of the universe. What kind of studies showed him this? His astronomical studies showed him this. What did his astronomical studies show him? Galileo's astronomical studies showed him that the Earth was not the center of the universe. The view that the Earth circled the Sun was heresy to the Roman Catholic Church. What was heresy to the Roman Catholic Church? The view that the Earth circled the Sun was heresy to the Roman Catholic Church. Galileo was no atheist, but he did believe that science and religion were separate worlds. Was Galileo an atheist? No, Galileo was not an atheist. What did he believe about science and religion? He believed that science and religion were separate worlds. He once said, "The Bible shows the way to go to heaven, not the way the heavens go." What did he once say about the Bible and heaven? He once said, "The Bible shows the way to go to heaven, not the way the heavens go." It took a lot of courage for Galileo to stand up to the church, and he paid dearly for not backing down. What did it take a lot of courage to do? It took a lot of courage for Galileo to stand up to the church. What did he pay dearly for? He paid dearly for not backing down. The church sentenced the scientist to life in prison. Was he sentenced to life in prison? Yes, he was sentenced to life in prison. Who sentenced him to life in prison? The church sentenced him to life in prison. Galileo spent the rest of his life under house arrest and died on January 8, 1642. What happened on January 8, 1642? Galileo died on January 8, 1642. Did Galileo spend the rest of his life in prison? No, Galileo didn't spend the rest of his life in prison. Galileo spent the rest of his life under house arrest. Since then, several 20th century popes have recognized the importance of Galileo's work. He is now known as the father of modern science. Who has recognized the importance of Galileo's work? Several 20th century popes have recognized the importance of Galileo's work. Is the Pope known as the father of modern science? No, the Pope isn't known as the father of modern science. Galileo is known as the father of modern science.